Hello everyone, today we'll be talking about the palatal sounds, which are the sounds that come from this part of your mouth. It is also called the palate, or the hard palate. There you produce three sounds, they come from three letters. The y produces y sound, the jim that produces j sound, and the sheen that produces the sh sound. It is safe to say that the y and sh sound are both 100% identical to their English counterparts. You also find them in other languages across the board, like in Germanic or Romantic languages. And since these sounds are friction sounds, they are produced by the air passing through the tight opening between the raised tongue and the hard palate. Here are some examples for both of these sounds in the same word. Yeshuk. Yeshuk, Sharif, Sharif, Shay, Shay. As for the last letter of today, it is the J sound. It is also an easy one, but there are some points to consider if you really want to pronounce it perfectly. First of all, G, the letter in English, has several variations like G in game, J as in genre, and J as in judge. The first two variations don't exist in classic Arabic, or the Fusha. We also call it the MSA. Dialects, however, have a different story, and we'll be talking about this in a separate video to discuss this matter comprehensively. So, any jim you see in Arabic, especially if you're learning to master reading the Quran, is pronounced as J, meaning that there's a light D at the beginning of the pronunciation of this sound. Observe these examples to hear the D, the very light D at the beginning of these words. Jar, jar. Fajr, fajr. Kharaj, kharaj. Last but not least, we're almost halfway learning how to perfect Arabic pronunciation. Make sure to have a look back at what we've done so far. You'll find the links for the first five lessons in the description. Make sure you check them out, because now is a good time to revise and remember the techniques that you've learned, because, as you know, practice makes perfect. Don't forget to send me your recordings to my Twitter account so that I can give you my feedback to your pronunciation. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the end of today's lesson. I hope you've learned something new today. Make sure you subscribe, like, and share the video for other people to learn from it. Until then, see you next time.